I'm Caleb Gordon. Michigan residents are ordered to stay home now until May 15th. However, Governor Gretchen Whitmer this morning making some additional exceptions to the rule.
We will consider this the preliminary stage of economic reengagement. We will measure, we will collect data, we will continue to ramp up our testing and our tracing, and we will make informed decisions in the coming days about potential further economic reengagement.
Businesses such as lawn care, landscape, and nursery companies can all reopen if they practice social distancing. Golf, without the use of a golf cart, is now permitted in Michigan, and restrictions on motorized boating have been lifted by the governor. A suspected leak of a hazardous material in a semi-truck attempting to cross the Blue Water Bridge in Port Huron caused some brief road closures this morning. Around 9 a.m., Port Huron police and fire crews were called to the Blue Water Bridge on reports of a truck that was leaking anhydrous ammonia. Lieutenant Brian Kerrigan of the Port Huron Police Department says the vehicle was moved and later repaired.
We determined it was safe to move to safer facility where a mechanic could replace the valve and stop the leak. So the Blue Water Bridge and Pine Grove Avenue were shut down for approximately an hour.
Kerrigan described the ammonia leak as rather minor and the faulty valve was quickly repaired. Traffic on both the Blue Water Bridge and Pine Grove Avenues resumed shortly after 10 a.m. this morning. St. Clair County Sheriff Tim Donlin will not be seeking another term in office. Donlin announced Thursday that he will not be running for re-election after his third term as sheriff expires later this year. Donlin's law enforcement career began in 1998, and he served as a deputy, detective, sergeant, and lieutenant with the sheriff's office before being elected sheriff in 2008. In a statement to WPHM, Donlin said the decision to run was a difficult one and not made lightly. He adds that he'd like to spend more time with his family and pursue other opportunities. And several Michigan financial institutions have agreed to a partnership that provides borrowers with a 90-day mortgage payment forbearance. Director of the Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services, Anita Fox, says the institutions are eager to keep residents in their homes. Over 200 state banks and credit unions are involved in the My Mortgage Relief Partnership. Details on these stories and more at WPHM.net. I'm Caleb Gordon for the Blue Water News Network.